Today is March 5th, 2026, and welcome to another episode of the AMD GPU Daily. We've got an exciting lineup of topics to discuss, especially for those of you deep into the world of GPU development and machine learning engineering. We'll be diving into some significant updates regarding AMD's latest driver improvements, NVIDIA's new Linux driver release, and even a look at how Broadcom is positioning itself as a formidable counterbalance to NVIDIA in the AI chip space. So let's get started. Quick headline overview. 1. AMD is rolling out updates for the AMD GPU driver in the upcoming Linux 7.1 cycle, including new features for the DisplayCore Next DCN 4.2 and GFX 12.1. 2. NVIDIA has released a beta version of its 595.45.4 Linux driver, introducing new Vulkan capabilities and DRI3 v1.2 support. 3. Broadcom is emerging as a significant competitor to NVIDIA, leveraging its recent acquisitions and custom AI chip developments. Deep dive into the news. AMD's latest driver updates. Let's kick things off with AMD. The company has begun staging improvements for the AMD GPU and AMD KFD kernel drivers in preparation for the upcoming Linux 7.1 cycle. The latest pull request includes some exciting updates, particularly the introduction of DisplayCore Next version 4.2. DCN 4.2 IP. Now, DCN 4.2 is poised to support the next generation of AMD graphics hardware, although specifics on the products that will utilize this updated display engine are still under wraps. This incremental enhancement follows the introduction of GFX 12.1 in Linux 7.0, which is the updated RDNA 4 graphics engine. It's worth noting that the GFX 12.1 architecture now supports a scratch memory limit of up to 57 bits, a significant increase from the previous 32 bits on existing AMD GPUs. This enhancement is made possible through the implementation of 5-level page tables, which should bolster performance in memory-intensive applications. In addition to these updates, AMD is enabling DisplayCore usage by default for GCN 1.1 C Islands APUs. This is particularly interesting as it enhances support for older architectures, ensuring that legacy hardware can still benefit from modern driver improvements. Other notable changes include user queue updates and ring reset improvements, which are critical for optimizing performance in various workloads. NVIDIA's new Linux driver switching gears. Let's talk about NVIDIA. The company has just released the beta version of its 595.45.04 Linux driver, which brings with it some highly anticipated Vulkan capabilities. This new driver introduces support for the descriptor heap extension, VKEX scriptor heap, and present timing extension, VKEXT present timing. These enhancements are particularly beneficial for gaming on Linux, as they allow for more efficient resource management and improved frame timing. Additionally, the driver enables mode setting by default for the NVIDIA DRAM kernel driver, which is a significant usability improvement. This change simplifies the configuration for users, especially those running on Wayland, since the minimum required version has been raised to 1.2. Alongside these new features, NVIDIA has also addressed various bugs, including some critical hang issues that have plagued users. These updates are part of NVIDIA's broader strategy to enhance the gaming experience on Linux, which has traditionally lagged behind Windows in terms of driver support and performance. It's a competitive landscape, and these improvements are a clear response to the growing demand for Linux gaming capabilities. Broadcom's rise as a competitor. Now, let's pivot to Broadcom, which is making waves in the AI chip market. The company is positioning itself as a significant counterbalance to NVIDIA, primarily through its recent acquisitions and the development of custom AI XPUs. Broadcom's recent financial results underscore this shift, showing a staggering 29.5% increase in sales, driven largely by its AI chip division. CEO Hock Tan has been instrumental in steering Broadcom towards this hybrid hardware-software model, which is proving advantageous as demand for AI infrastructure surges. The company's Semiconductor Solutions Group reported a remarkable 54.2% revenue increase, with AI chips and systems accounting for a significant portion of this growth. This includes custom-designed AI chips for hyperscalers and large-scale model builders. Broadcom is not just relying on its existing technologies, it's actively pursuing partnerships with major players in the AI space. the company is working closely with 6 major customers, including Google and OpenAI, to develop custom XPUs tailored for specific workloads. This strategic positioning allows Broadcom to leverage its expertise in silicon design and networking to offer comprehensive solutions that appeal to large enterprises. Tan has projected that Broadcom's AI revenues could exceed $100 billion by fiscal 2027, showcasing the potential for exponential growth in this sector. This ambitious outlook is supported by the company's deep collaborations and supply agreements with its customers, which ensure that Broadcom can meet the increasing demand for AI infrastructure. Closing thought. As we look ahead, the landscape for GPUs and AI infrastructure is rapidly evolving. AMD's continuous improvements to their drivers and hardware support will be crucial in maintaining competitiveness against NVIDIA and other players. Meanwhile, Broadcom's aggressive expansion into AI chips indicates that the competition is only going to intensify. With these developments, we can expect exciting advancements in GPU technology and AI capabilities in the coming months. Whether you're developing for gaming, machine learning, or enterprise applications, staying informed on these trends will be key to leveraging the full potential of these technologies. That's a wrap for today's episode of the AMD GPU Daily. Thank you for tuning in and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with GPUs.